Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this second Sunday of Advent, which is also the second Sunday in December, as we celebrate the season of Advent. The season of Advent is the expectation season where we expect for the Savior to be born. And it's not about the Savior to be born that we know as Christmas, who was born in history, but also who will be bringing life to our lives every day by being born in our hearts. And also it is his second coming that we are also looking forward to. So the season of Advent has the past, the present, and the future. A Savior who came in the past, a Savior who lives in us today, and a Savior who is coming again to rule again. So that's what the Advent season means. So this is, we celebrate the various celebrations of hope, peace, joy, and love during these four Sundays of Christmas, leading up to Christmas, before we celebrate the Christmas on the 25th. Last Sunday, we celebrated the Sunday of hope. And today, we are celebrating the Sunday of peace. We will be lighting the peace candle, a world that definitely needs peace during this time of turmoil and wars and hatred going around the world. We need peace. So the Prince of Peace has come to this world to bring peace. So we'll be celebrating that. The announcements are listed in the second page. Please turn with me there. And the food bank ministry, that we continue to do that in, please donate in cash or in kind. The books are still available. It also benefit the Piedmont missions. Our mailing address is listed there. Also, our cooking class will be on December 14th, next Saturday at 10 o'clock at the fellowship hall. Please join that for a time of learning, fun, and lunch. And also, our art class, we will schedule that as we get children for that program. The third Thursday luncheon will be December 19th, this coming Thursday after that. It will be at the Golden Corral at 1 p.m. on December 19th. Our Christmas donations, we are collecting Christmas donations for gifts for the children and the needy families in our community. Please donate a separate donation for that. We have got a list of 15 children from the Hispanic ministry that needs gifts and one family that needs support during this holiday season with the food and probably, hopefully, some part of the rent if we can afford it. So we are hoping to collect $400 if we could for all of this together. I think we can do it. Please pray about it and make a separate donation for the Christmas donations for that. And
online, how do we do that online?
You can do it as a two.
Together,
you can do it all together and put a note there if you can, or you can make two donations.
Okay.
Whatever is convenient for you.
Okay.
And the December 22nd Sunday, we'll celebrate our Christmas celebration with singing. We'll have joint service with the Hispanic ministry, and we'll have lunch after service, the Christmas lunch. So please join for that. This month, we all wear colors as much as you can, celebrating the season of holidays and the Christmas. Whatever old sweaters and collars that you can bring out, please bring that and wear it to church during these Sundays in Christmas. And December 24th, we will have a Christmas Eve service. We have at 4 o'clock here at the church. We will make it early so that we can all go home before it gets dark. And January 5th Sunday, a friend of mine from Mississippi, Reverend Dr. Gary Thornton, he will be preaching to us about, and I know you know Reverend Austin Robertson, who came from AIM. He is also from AIM, that we can probably work with them together, that they will find resources to help us finding new pastors and also all the things that we need to do to grow. And they are very willing to support with us, so we'll have to join that next year and have a decision on that. Thank you for your continued and faithful support in the ministries of the church. By your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness, God loves a cheerful giver. Please use the opportunities online with our website to give donations. There are many options that you can use.
I would like to make, on the 21st, we're getting a group together to go to Papa Do's for lunch at 11:30 a.m. If you would like to go, please sign up. We have to make reservations, and I need an accurate count of how many people will go. If the ones that went last time really enjoyed the food there. So please today sign up here if you would like to go. That's Saturday the 21st.
Yes,
21st. We'll make, and I have to make the reservations this week because they fill up quickly.
Those are the announcements that I have. If you have any other announcements, please raise your hand. If you don't have any other announcements, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The opening hymn is hymn number 196, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. If you are able, please stand. Please be seated. Let us pray. Everlasting and Almighty God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to gather here in this church and also online to worship together as your children. Heavenly Father, as we celebrate the season of Advent, you help us to remember the mercy that you have shown us through your Son.
Congregation choice today is Away in a Manger, page 217. And this is actually mine and Carol's choice. I just remember this as a kid. Singing this as a very little kid in church, and this has been one of my favorites through the years. Away in a Manger, page 217.
Yeah. us for heaven to live in the
air. I will light the Advent candle. Miss Linda will come and light the peace candle today, and we have a prayer of peace for that. Let us pray. God of heaven, on the first Christmas, your angel announced glory to God in the highest, peace and goodwill to all the people on earth. As we light the candle of peace during this Advent season, help us, Lord, to reflect on the profound reality of Jesus being our Prince of Peace. May his peace permeate our hearts, homes, and communities, bringing hope to the hopeless and light those in darkness. Thank you for the peace your Son Jesus has promised, not as the world gives, but willing, deep, lasting, and abiding peace. Thank you that since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord of peace himself give us peace at all times in every way, that we may live at peace with everyone, making every effort to do what leads to peace. May your name be glorified and your people be blessed through our actions, through our deeds and our words today and during this holiday season. Help us to be the agents of peace wherever we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now the responsive reading is taken from Psalm 72 verses 1 through 8, which is on page 795. If you are able, please stand.
Give the king your justice, O God.
And your righteousness to the royal son.
May he judge your people with righteousness.
And your poor with justice.
Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people, and the hills in righteousness.
May he defend the cause of the poor of the people. Give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor.
May he live while the sun endures, and as long as the moon throughout all generations.
May he be like rain that falls on the moon grass, like showers that wait for the earth.
In his days may righteousness flourish and peace unbound till the moon be no more.
May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It's our prayer time now, where we come as a congregation together, lift up our prayers of blessings and burdens, and give thanks God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives, and also share our prayers of burdens and concerns together, and also lift them up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in God's promise that he will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. So at this time, let us share our prayers of blessings and concerns. The regular prayer requests are at the back of the bulletin in those boxes listed there. Please continue to pray for these people as a regular item in your prayers, your daily prayers. These people and these items need a prayer from us, especially the ones listed for healing: Jose Luis, Barbara, Harry, Carol, Claudia, Jerry, Lou, Grace, Jean McBrayer, and Lois Thompson. please continue to pray for these people, especially thank God that Jean was able to join here today with us. Continue to pray for her body, to give strength in her body and spirit. Pray also for Lois Thompson as she's heading for surgery this coming week. Lou's sister, she has a surgery to be on the backbone near the neck. So it's a serious surgery. Please keep her in our prayers. And let us pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, our grocery clerks, delivery people, many, many others who serve us on a daily basis, that God will keep them safe and give them the grace that they need to do during this Christmas season. And pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions, that they will be guided by the wisdom of God, especially during this transition time from one government to the other, that God will guide them with his wisdom to have the right people in the right places of responsibilities so that we can lead our country, they can lead the world. Pray for our world leaders that they will also make decisions based on God's wisdom and also fear God when they make decisions to bring peace to this world, particularly the Middle East. Today we have heard about the problems in Syria. Yeah. So please keep all of those countries in our prayers. A lot of people are leaving their homes and they don't have peace in those areas. So let us pray that God will bring peace to those areas and the world leaders will work towards a lasting solution for these problems. Let us pray for our church, leaders of our church and the church in around this community, all the pastors, bishops and leaders of all the churches, this community and the world church at large, that God will bless his church with the right people to minister for the kingdom of God in this world, that they will be faithful to the scripture and faithful to the doctrine and also faithful to the ministry that they are given to do. So let's keep them in our prayers and our church also, that we will continue to be a blessing in this community, to be a caring and compassionate and welcoming church. Let's also pray for the neighborhood that is coming in front of our church. We are looking at another 89 homes coming right across our church, which is a blessing for us. And continue, please, please pray for that, that there will be people who need our church, that they will come and bless our church with their presence. Those are the announcement and prayer requests that I have. Anybody have any special prayer requests to call out? Yes, Robert.
Yes, my neighbor that lived right next door, Catherine Knuckles, she passed away yesterday morning, very early morning, in her sleep. Please pray for her and her family. Quite a few people from this church know Catherine and her family, and don't know when the funeral is, but I will tell when I find out. I'll tell
you. Okay. Pray for the family of Catherine Knuckles. Any other call outs? If not, let us go to God in prayer. Spend a few moments in silent prayer and then I'll close with a summarized prayer. Thank you. Jesus said, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Knock and it will be open. The door will be opened." Loving God, we come before you as your children, knocking and asking. It is because of your grace that we are here today, and we thank you for all the blessings that you shower upon us every day. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of life, the family and friends and church and fellowship, and the worship service that we are gathering here today to worship, Lord. It is all because of your grace and your grace alone. And we thank you for the health and strength that you gave us in our bodies to get up this morning to see one more day in this world. Help us, Lord, to be always grateful for the blessings that we receive in our lives. Thank you again for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die for us so that we have eternity with you. We come before you with our burdens and concerns also, Lord. Many of us are broken in our bodies and in our spirits in many different ways. And many of us need our healing, Lord, in our bodies, especially the ones that we have named in our bulletin here today. We pray for Jose, we pray for Barbara, Harry, Carol, Claudia, Jerry, Lou, Grace, and Jean McBrayer and Lois Thompson. We pray for your grace upon them, healing hand to touch them, Lord. Strengthen them in their body and their spirit and their faith. Above all, we pray for peace in their lives and their families. The ones who care for them, we pray for grace and patience for them also, God. We pray for those families that are grieving at the death of their dear ones, especially the Stephen family. We pray for your grace upon them and comfort them. And we pray for the family of Catherine Knuckles. Pray for your grace upon that family and comfort them with your presence, Lord. We pray for all those who are working behind the scenes to support us in our service areas, Lord. Our military, fire, police, grocery clerks and delivery people and mailmen and trash workers and the farmers and many, many others who help us and serve us on a daily basis. We thank you for their services. And we also pray for them and for their families. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, our governors and many others who make decisions that affect our lives. We pray for your grace and wisdom for them, Lord, so that they can make the right decisions that will bring good to our country and our people. Especially during this transition time, we pray for the new administration and also all the leaders that are coming into power. We pray for your grace upon them, that they will have the wisdom of God and the fear of God in their hearts when they make decisions, to have the right people at the right places. We pray for the world peace at this time, for especially wars and struggles are going around in various parts of the world, in the Middle East, in Korea, and many parts of the world, unsettling and problems are happening around us. We pray for your grace upon those people there, and also the leaders of those areas, that they will make decisions that will bring peace to this world and end all the wars. We pray for our church and thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to serve in this community. Help us to be a beacon of light and the love of Jesus Christ, to share your love and care and compassion to the needy people around us, Lord. Help us to open our doors and our hearts to those who need us. Bless us with your grace and presence every day. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit here today, Lord. We pray for all the churches in this community, the pastors, the leaders of the church and the bishops and many others, and the missionaries and the workers that work in your vineyard in various parts of the world, even in the face of trials and oppositions. We pray for your grace upon them. Give them the strength of your faith and the power of your Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, today to honor your name and lift up your name, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit, to bring honor to you in our singing, in our prayers, in the meditation of the word. In everything do here, Lord, bring blessing to your people and honor to your name. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Thank you. praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you also." Gracious Father, we thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us, Lord. Even when we were sinners, you loved us. You are the source of all that we have, and we are merciful, and you are merciful and gracious that you give us everything even before we ask of you. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We bring before you a portion of what you have given us, Lord, as a witness to the love that we have for you. May we find joy as we give our prayers and our presents, gifts and service, and witness to support the ministry of this church and the mission of church in this world. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully today, and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offertory to share your love in this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you remain standing, we will read the scripture now, which is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2. Verses 1 through 14.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life and the gift of your word, that we can enjoy our life in this world by experiencing your word in our lives. You gave your word to us to experience the life and spirit of God in us. Open our hearts to receive your word, Lord, so that we can be life and spirit to this world. Illumine our souls so that we can understand the meaning of the message that we hear us today. Speak to us and speak through us, through me. Bless us with your grace and presence so that we can be filled with the power of your word as we go from this place to be your faithful witnesses. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we celebrate as the Sunday of peace. As part of the Advent season, hope, peace, joy and love are the four Sundays that the world church at large celebrate during this Advent season, the Christmas season. Last Sunday we celebrated the Sunday of hope. Today we will be looking at peace, which is definitely something that we all need in our lives, in our personal lives, in our social lives, and in the world as such, where we definitely need peace. But when you look at the coming of Jesus Christ, the Savior, into this world, celebrating Christmas, the first Sunday, first Christmas, when Jesus was born, the people who were the players or the people who took part in the event, Mary, Joseph, the angels, the shepherds, and even the king and the people, the Jewish priests, none of them had peace during that time. If you look at it, it was a time of chaos and confusion when Jesus was born, the first Christmas time. So Jesus, the Savior, the Prince of Peace, was being born in the midst of chaos and disruption. That is a reality that when we look at our lives, we need peace in times of chaos. And when we find ourselves most confused and unsettling, uncertain times in front of us, that's when we definitely need peace. That is when God appears to us and God sent his Son in the midst of chaos and disruptions. A lot of times we are uncertain about things that are happening in our lives. Many important things are uncertain. Like last week I told you, many important things need a waiting for hope. That's what we were talking about last Sunday. Every important thing in our life needs a waiting, like waiting to have a baby, waiting for our future, our jobs, or our buying a house, or whatever it is. We wait for things to happen in anticipation of good things. And when it comes to peace, we also need to understand that it needs a preparation. Like hope, peace is a choice. In the midst of chaos and disruption, we choose to be peaceful. Peace, God gives you peace, but it has to be received, just like hope. We have to make a choice to receive that peace that God offers. But many times we refuse to accept that peace. We are surrounded by these problems and we focus on the problems around us and we get afraid and then we get no peace in our lives. Especially when many unexpected things happen, we get afraid and scared. A Hollywood maternity shop, I probably think have told you this story before, a maternity shop in Hollywood received a little email with a return of their package saying, "Dear sir, you have not yet delivered the maternity dress I ordered. Please cancel my order. My delivery was faster than yours." That's what happened to Mary. She went to Bethlehem with Joseph to register for census. They did not expect the baby to be born. They were not ready there, but her delivery came faster than they expected. You can imagine the problems and the chaos that they went through. In a different town, they don't know anybody. It's like going to New York for something for us, yeah. Right? And then you have a delivery there. How think about that. And this little girl, probably in her teenage, maybe 15 or 16, couldn't really ask for all of these things. She was chosen by God. And then she had to go through all these things. When her delivery came at that moment. I'm sure she did panic a little bit. But ultimately, she knew that there was a message from God that she was given through the angel, that there is going to be a savior that you are going to give birth to. And she trusted and held on to that promise. And that is what that little girl, Mary, did at that time in the chaos of her life. So disruptions come in our life for a purpose. But there will be peace that God will bring, because the Prince of Peace, Jesus himself, was born in the middle of disruptions and uncertainties. And look at the life of Joseph. And he was put in a very bad situation where he was given a girl that they were betrothed, but then he found out that she was pregnant. And you can imagine the mental situation of a guy at that time. And we read in the scripture that he was secretly trying to divorce her. But the angel of the Lord appeared to him also and told him that, take Mary as your wife, because there is a savior that need to be born, and Mary was chosen. And he accepted that fact. So when we are put into situations like this, remember that it is not without the knowledge of God. Wherever we find ourselves in situations of turmoil, uncertainty, unexpected things happening, it could be a health issue, it could be a job issue, it could be a family problem, or whatever it is that is unsettling you and take the peace away from you, remember that God is in the midst of that. That is where Jesus is born. The presence of Jesus comes into a place there where is chaos, there where is disturbance, there where is disruption. And the Christmas story is often wrapped in mostly serene images like silent nights and calm shepherds and a small, tiny, calm infant in a peaceful manger. I don't know if that was the case. Jesus, just like any other baby, when he was born there, he probably had screamed and cried. But the scenery that we all are used to are the very little baby, calm babies, you know, in a manger with the shepherds, and everything is serene and calm and quiet. But I don't think that was the case. The case was chaotic. A baby screaming because the animals in that manger next to them probably were making noises. And they were also put in a situation where they said, why are these people in our manger? This is out of place. But these are all things that happened at the birth of Jesus. In the midst of that, the Prince of Peace came to bring peace to a chaotic situation. The circumstances leading up to Jesus' birth were anything but peaceful. How does the Prince of Peace arrive in a world marked by chaos? And what does this mean for us when peace seems absent in our lives? The word, the Hebrew word for peace is shalom. Many of you know that word shalom. Jehovah Shalom is the word that is used in the Old Testament for God himself. It says, God is our peace. That's what it says, Jehovah Shalom. The word shalom in the Holy Land is used as a greeting and a blessing. It says calm, peace, harmony, whole and complete. It means universal wholeness and delight. Having peace on the inside when things are chaotic on the outside. That is what shalom means. A peace in the midst of disruptions. The chaos that we see in our personal lives, in our family lives, in the social lives and the world around are all because of uncertainties. But God has a certainty that he is offering us through Jesus Christ, God's presence in this world, Emmanuel, God with us. That is the promise that God gives us through Jesus Christ and his birth. The turmoil of Mary and Joseph started not right from the beginning of the appearance of the angel to each one of them, but also they were asked to go to this Bethlehem and on a journey. They had to take a close to about a 90-mile journey from where they were, and there were no good roads or streets at that time like we have here. It's a wretched path and a very rough terrain that they had to follow. With a pregnant woman, Joseph and Mary took that arduous journey to Jerusalem to register for their census. But when they got there, nothing was in order. And she started the labor pain for giving birth to the child, and they looked for an inn or a place where they can stay. Everywhere there is no room, no vacancy. Isn't that something that we all go through sometimes? When we are in the middle of a situation, we look for help. And wherever you turn it, you say, no room, no vacancy. People looking for jobs, no vacancy. People looking for some financial help for a loan, no vacancy. Everywhere you go and you knock and it says, no, no, no. That is what always there. And I don't have to tell you about the insurance company. I mean, things are going so bad this time. And you know what happened last week, this past week, about the United Healthcare CEO was shot. And a lot of people are wondering, it is okay to deny even the most justified claim. Insurance companies, the first option is to deny and then question. And according to what I read, was United Healthcare apparently installed a software by artificial intelligence, AI, instead of humans looking through our medical claims. It's an AI looking through our medical claims and denying or approving it. And the denial rates are way high, even though they know that there is an error in the software. So that is what's happening around us. You know, wherever you go, it's no, 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 no. We don't see yes anywhere. We don't hear yes anywhere. And Joseph and Mary had the same situation. Wherever they went, there was no vacancy sign everywhere. But even in the midst of that, God provided a manger. A manger is not for human beings. We all know that. The most unexpected place, the Savior of the world was to be born, was the manger where the cattle lived. And the unexpected place was the place of the Prince of Peace to be born. Sometimes God's plans are from the unexpected place. God's peace are coming from the unexpected places. Like Mary, we can trust his purpose even when we don't see the full picture. Like Joseph, we can trust in God's promise even when we don't understand the whole story. Even though we have to take some difficult journeys and to see the no room and no vacancy signs everywhere, exhausted and desperate, God will still find a shelter and a place for us even in the manger. That is what the promise is. That promise of Jesus that brings through Christmas. The difficult journey of life often feels like an uphill climb with no guarantees. But God's presence transforms the journey, giving us strength and peace on a daily basis. That's all we need. And also, the manger itself was not a very peaceful place, even though we see that decorated in many places as Christmas decorations, that the manger is a place. It's not. It is a place filled with cattle, and the cows and the oxen and all of those animals were in the manger making noise, and they were probably afraid that these people are in the, why are they here? What are they doing here? Even for them, the good news is that Jesus is born, even in the midst of that chaos that happened on the first Christmas. The peace is found not in the absence of trouble, but in the presence of God's promise. We need to turn to God's promises to have peace in our lives. The world peace that we can receive from this world is superficial. Although it may suppress our problems for the moment, it is not a lasting peace. So today the choice is ours. Are we to accept the peace that God offers? Or are we going to have our own solutions for peace? Like Mary and Joseph, we need to make a choice, a willful choice in our lives that we will accept what God gives us. Even in the midst of chaos and confusion, God brings peace. Even during the situations there, we don't understand what and why things are happening. There is a purpose that God is fulfilling through us in our lives to bring the Prince of Peace to this world. Peace comes when we act in faith, even when we don't see the outcome. Joseph and Mary obeyed God without fully understanding the plan. And that reminds us that peace often requires stepping out in faith, not to stay where we are, but to take that arduous journey wherever God takes us, because his promise is that he is going to be there with us. God is a good God who gives us his presence even in the midst of chaos and uncertainty. The symbol of God's humility that brings peace in chaos is in Jesus Christ. God meets us in the lowliest of places to bring us his peace. That is what the message of Christmas is, as the message of peace that Jesus brings. There's a famous painting that many of you probably have noticed or read about. There was a famous painting on a stormy sea with the waves crashing against the jagged rocks in a sea. In the middle of the painting is a small bird perched calmly in a crevice in a rock, in her nest with the little ones enjoying the waves. That bird and family illustrates the kind of peace God offers us. Even when the storm and the sea is rough around us, around them, and the wind is blowing really hard, you can see that little family of birds with the mama bird and the little birds under her wings, calmly and gently sitting there looking at all of these things. That is what God offers us. The promise of God is that he shelters us under his wings. That's what we read in Psalm 91. Just like a bird shelters the little ones in her wings, God shelters us under his wings, that we will not be affected by any of those storms and winds that is happening around us. Mary and Joseph's story remind us that peace is not the absence of hardship, but it's the presence of God. The Prince of Peace came into a chaotic world to offer us an eternal peace that no circumstance in our lives can take away. Go with that promise today, that this world will not take that peace away if we receive God's peace in our lives, because God himself is our peace. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place to be his peace and to be an agent of peace to others in this world. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 251, Go Tell It on the Mountain. If you are able, please stand.
Hail the Savior's word. hearts and the salvation, that blessed Christmas morn. Go
People of God, when life doesn't go as planned, remember Mary and Joseph's response. I am the Lord's servant. Be it to me as God wills. Peace begins with surrender to God's plan, trust in God's promises. May the good Lord bless us with this peace during this holiday season. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.